And welcome to an absolutely jam-packed and slightly on the edge Die Vogels van Holland podcast.
Oh, I come from a nation what knows how to write a song. Oh, you're a
Yes, of course. Don't forget the Swiss. Cheese, of course. Yes, that was Dustin the Turkey. There is a reason why I've played Dustin the Turkey. And that's because he retweeted me this week. He did. For those of you British viewers who've maybe been transfixed slightly by, not Eurovision, but the second best thing, the Winter Olympics, you will know that last week we had the trolley. Basically, it's like a shopping trolley with all of Claire Balding's stuff in there and like a screen and stuff. And I made the suggestion that maybe this was a homage to the best person in a trolley, Dustin the Turkey, and he retweeted me. Yay! So that made me slightly happy. So I thought I had to play Dustin the Turkey today. Right, we've got loads of things happening in Euroland. As I said, we're kind of slightly on the edge because although we have had a final this week, we've also had lots of heats, lots of shows, lots of semi-finals. And we are kind of slowly but surely crawling up to March. As soon as March starts, that is it. It's going to be mayhem all the way for 2 weeks. Basically, everything needs to be done and dusted by the 17th of March. If anything is wrong after then, ooh, there could be trouble. Right. Now, I'm going to talk through a few ickle things first and then build up to the big one at the end. First thing, we found out that Greece are having their national final at the beginning of March. They've also said who's participating. We have Kostas Martakis. He did the Greek pre-selection final in 2008, coming second. We have a lady called Crystalia, who is a well-known singer. However, the fact that made me go, ooh, about her the most was she came third in a series of Your Face Sounds Familiar. Yeah. We then have Josephine, who's a bit of a kind of featuring artist. One of her songs is Piso Angiriza Tu Chrono. Something like time, I guess. And then we have the duo Freaky Fortune, who, apart from having a shit name, are basically, you might as well say, Freaky Fortune, Greek hurts. That's about it. I think it should be an interesting final. As we all know, the bint with the short skirt who can't sing always wins. Anyway, next we are moving on to Spain. Now, today, this podcast, as I am recording it, which is the 17th, the full-length versions of the songs have been released. I will put my hands up now and say I haven't heard them. Part of me doesn't want to hear them because it was bad enough when I heard them the first time round. And in fact, because the final is literally days away, I almost feel like I need the performance to give me something else. Basically, we have the Spanish final, which will be on the 22nd. Mira quién va a Eurovisión. And the three judges on the special jury will be Mónica Naranjo, who was a famous singer, Merche, who was on the panel last year, and our favourite, not David Dismal, the other one, David Bustamante. And he, of course, is no... He's no virgin of Eurovision, because he was in one of the Operación Triunfo things. There you go. And also we've learnt that Gisela, who was the 2008 Andorran representative, who also was part of Operación Triunfo and was the backing vocalist for Europe's Living Celebration, todos juntos vamos a cantar, she will be performing a medley of Eurovision hits during the show. Those judges, Merche, I know she's kind of a balladeer type one, and Bustamante, a lot of the stuff I've heard of his has been the up-tempo stuff, but I guess he does slower stuff as well. Mónica Naranjo, I have to say, I don't know much about. I'm just thinking, if there's a jury, I guess there will be some kind of televoting jury, kind of 50-50. I don't know. It doesn't actually say on any of the things that I've looked at. So that one's still up in the air. But as I said, the final is on Saturday. So, hey-ho. A bit of kind of really kind of off-kilter news here. We're going to get back to Belarus. Have they ejected cheesecake for another posh dessert? No. There has been a lyric change. Apparently, they've changed the line from Google Maps to all the maps. I've written on my notes, is that all? Because, to be honest, they could rewrite the whole thing and make it tons better. Now, the last piece of news was also announced today. We had the presentation of the Danish songs and the acts. And What I've done is I found some snippets on the DR website, which are only 30 seconds long, a bit like the Dansk Grand Prix. And I've just written a few things down here. So we have the act Sonny with his song, which basically is kind of Get Lucky a la Michael Jackson. Then we have Rebecca's song, which is a bit only teardropsy, a bit Celtic-y, that kind of thing. We have Nadia, I put BB, boring ballad. Then we have Michael Rooney and Natasha, which I've written Dance Epic Sax Guy. There is a thing, there's like a riff. Now, the other thing about that riff is it is Ecuador by Sash. Do 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 Ecuador, except without somebody saying Ecuador at the end. But imagine that, done by a saxophone. That's basically it. Sash, get on the phone. They're ripping you off. It's got that feel of like Nightcrawlers type thing. Which is also kind of a bit... Do you know, I was having a conversation with my husband about them the other day. Because the man who like remixed all their stuff is now like really big again. Maybe that's for another podcast, everyone. Right, anyway. Let's go back to Dansk Melody Grand Prix. Then we have Glam Boy, which is a bit of a generic EDM, Lady Gaga type thing. Emily, I've written this is Dima Bilan's Believe, but in Danish. We have just realised what I've written here. Basim with his song. I meant to write teeny pop, except I've written teeny poop, which actually is a better way of describing it. And Scatman John is literally turning in his grave. Yeah. It's horrid. Horrid, horrid, horrid. Then we have Danny with an I, who's a man. A kind of odd trance number. It's a bit where he's got a very rocky voice, but the song isn't rocky at all. It's all a bit mixy-matchy. And then Anna, I've literally written nothing because it was so boring. Yeah. Right. I think we're going to have a song. What should we have a song for? Let's have something a little bit old-fashioned. Yes, this will cheer me up somewhat. This is Gita with Junge Tag. Ich frage dich.
Dunkelheit mit ihren Sorgen flieht vor dem Tag zu den Sternen hinauf. Das erste Licht ruft nach dem Morgen und die Sonne geht auf. Junger Tag, ich frage dich, was ist dein Tränen von gestern zurück oder neue Liebe und neues Glück. Dreh dich um und zeig dein Gesicht. Junger Tag, enttäusche mich nicht. Zeit und Raum fliegen die Träume und kämpfen noch mit den Schatten der Nacht. Doch Sonnenlicht fällt durch die Bäume und die Erde erwacht. Junger Tag, ich frage dich, was ist dein Geschenk an mich,
song there by Gitta Hening for Germany in 1973. Right, now, that was kind of like the generic news. Now we're going to move on to news from heats, semi-finals, shows, that kind of gubbins. Right, so, in a chronological order, we're going to go to Estonia first. Estonia had their first semi-final, and the qualifiers were Tanya, Wilhelm, the super hot Cosmos Blues Band, Korsugud, and Lena. The second semi-final will be next, or this coming weekend. In Hungary, now, actually, we'll do Hungary at the end. We'll go to Lithuania first. We've just had the 10th show. Mia, Vaidas and Vilja are the three going through to show 11. Now this is where the Lithuania one gets complicated, because I would like to give you more news about this. Because in Lithuania they're having the song selection as well as the person selection. So those three are going through to the next part, but the results of the song vote won't be for another few days, it looks like. We're still not sure which songs they are going to be singing in show 11. I have to say, I'm loving Attention. I remember the first, but I can't remember who the first person who sung it, and I thought it was amazing. And then a couple of weeks ago, Vaidas, the bloke, and I thought, this is not going to work. Oh my word, talk about weak of the knees, and I'm a married woman. Yes, it was. That final three will have six songs, so they will perform two each. I think we're going to show 12, and show 12 should be the final. Okay. Then we had the goings on in Sweden. Now, I have to say, I listened to all of the Melody Festivalen songs in Heat 3, and they were all rubbish. I did have a couple of songs that I thought, oh, they might be nice, they might be good, but I know nothing. So Direct Till Final is Oscar Zia and Ace Wilder. I don't get that. I honestly don't get her song. If anybody can tell me what of note is in that song, I will gladly tell. I will gladly find out. And then, in more interesting, I tell you what, Andre Hansen this year is becoming very interesting this year. So we have Outrigger, who people may know about because they did the heavy metal version of Euphoria. Go and find it. It's amazing. And we have last year's finalists, A State of Drama, who, like Yohio, I didn't really like their song last year. This is much better, but didn't get through. So I think Andrej Hansen, whoever comes out of Andrej Hansen, a bit like Robin Schoenberg last year, could be in the running, kind of sneaking in behind. Right, let's go to Hungary now. So Hungary have had two semi-finals. One of them was on Saturday, one of them was on Sunday. So basically they have all their songs and then the jury pick their favourites and then the audience vote and their two best favourites go through as well. So in semi-final one, the jury chose Girali Viktor and Bogi. And the audience chose New Level Empire and Depresio! Yeah, that's my favourite band name in the world now. I tell you, I love it. And then Hungary, in semi-final two, the jury chose Andreas Calais Saunders and Full Moon. Not Full Moon, Fool. And then the audience chose Apal Dennis and Honey Beast. Ooh, it's a bit like Honey Monster. That's like, except if they called it that, they'd probably get sued. Right, now, we had Boyuk Sene. Now, six are now left in the competition. But Fuad, Aydin, Valeria and Julia were kicked out. And six are left. I think there's about three more shows of that, I think. And then finally, we're going to go to Belgium. Now, they've had their casting shows and then they had their kind of second chance round casting show. So, the full lineup for the Eurosong shows are Udo, Nelson, Evi Jacobs, Axel, Hersu, Petra, Yaz, Tisha Cyrus, Axela, Bandits, Seal, One Day, and Two Fabiola featuring Loredana. I think that's right. Yeah. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, something like that. If I've got, I have a feeling I've got some of those names wrong, but that just might be me being nah. Right, so that's all the heat's done. Now we need to talk about Iceland because they had their final on Saturday. But before we talk about that, let's have here's one who should have won.
Through
That was Selma from back in 1999. Denied victory by ugly cat-faced woman! Sorry. I mean, Charlotte Nielsen, who doesn't look like what she looked back then, but she's never had surgery. Honest, gov. Do you know what? That's up there with when, what's its name? Belgium. When Belgium were denied by Sertab Erener. But I could forgive that. Her, Selma, being denied by that crap song. It was crap. And that hair. I mean, in fairness, back then, I didn't really mind her that much. It's everything that's gone on since, really. She just needs to go away. Really. Go away. Bloody go away. Right, let's talk about Iceland. Now, we had the, what's it called? Songfennin. I can't say that because my Icelandic isn't awful. I'm great at Icelandic once I know how to say something. I just don't know how to say that. So Iceland had their final. They had six songs. Yes, they had six songs in the final. They all... Now, this is where it got slightly interesting. I kind of wish that I had... I wish I had kind of watched it. Basically, they all perform their songs. And then, basically, there was two rounds of voting. So the first round of voting was 50-50 voting jury. And basically, the top two then went to the super final. And then in that, so they then did their songs again. But then all the vote was done by televoting. Now, it also got interesting because I then found during the show that the rule was that when they were in the super final, they had to sing it in the language which they were going to sing at Eurovision, which kind of, spiced it up a little bit. Anyway, so the two songs that went through to the final were Livi Kviknar Nu by Sigridur Eirun Fridriksdóttir and Enga Fordoma by Palupunk. And it was the latter that got the votes. Palupunk will be going to Copenhagen. Now, I was quite astonished, I have to say, by the amount of people who were really disappointed by this result. I know a lot of people liked Amor, and I know quite a lot of people liked Liffy Kviknar Nu. Yeah, the more I think about that, the less I can say it. A lot of people like that. Not many people kind of saw Palupunk as a bit of a joke entry. I then listened to the performances on the Sunday morning, and I listened to the normal performance, which is all in Icelandic. And then when they were in the super final, they did it all in Icelandic except for about the last bit, which they then had an English translation. And I'm actually quite surprised because I really love it. And it's got a kind of, I don't know, it sounds like something Supergrass might have done in the 90s. It's got that plinky plonky blur-esque kind of mid-90s Brit pop. I don't know, there's something about it that makes me feel very nostalgic. And there's something about it that makes me go, I've heard this before. But I haven't. I think the other good thing is as well is when I've listened to some of the other entries, it's taken me 5, 6, 7 listens to go, ah, I can get into it. I know what this song twice. I literally listened to it the 2 times. And within those 2 times, I was going, do, 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 do. I mean, the fact that they look like the Wiggles helps as well. You know, with their kind of brightly coloured, you know. And the dancing's a bit kind of inculto. Get up and dance to a Eastern European Ghana. It's got that kind of embarrassing dad dancing thing. But I actually think the song is really good. On a different point, I don't like the English bit. I really just keep it in Icelandic, guys. If you can. Yeah, it doesn't work. I think when you've heard it in the language a few times and you think, you get tuned into it, and then the tune of the English bit wasn't quite the tune. They kind of had to jiggle it around a bit and it felt a bit false. So I love it. Go and look on YouTube. Go and find Bolla Bunk. And I think it's a really good song. I can understand why lots of people don't like it. Because it is a bit funny. It is a bit tongue-in-cheek. It is a bit cliche. It does have some of those Eurovision tropes in there. But I think they're quite, in a way, not authentic. That's not the word I mean. It is kind of, you know, interesting, I guess it is. It's not a normal Eurovision song. Oh, will it get through to the final? A lot of people are saying this is a non-qualifier all the way. I don't know. It depends who's in their semi-final, she says. And then not having a list of who's in which semi-final. Let me go and have a look. Who is in this? So first of all, I need to find out which semi-final they are in. And then I need to look who... Because Denmark, obviously, they're not in a semi-final, but they will have voting rights in a semi-final. If Denmark are in a semi-final, that will be 12 points straight away. So, Denmark are voting in Iceland semi-final. Montenegro are also in that semi-final. They like weird stuff. Belgium. Oh, they'll definitely... Belgium! They'll vote for it. Latvia will probably vote for it. It's got that kind of rocky... Yeah, I think it's a qualifier. I do. I really, really do. Wow. Okay, so I think they will qualify. They won't win. unless everybody goes deaf and buys 2 phones. I don't know. Right, so that's Iceland. Right, let's have a look forward to the coming week. Right, so there's not really much happening midweek, unless there are any kind of ad hoc announcements. So basically, we have got, in Romania, the jury are doing their pre-selection this week. So hopefully we should find out who's going to be in their Selecția Națională. We also have... Oh, sorry about that. I lost my way there. Right, we also have Estonian semi-final 2 on, what would that be, Friday? Yes, that's Friday. We then have Heat 4 of Melodifestivalen on the 22nd, but also on the 22nd, we have 4 finals. We have Latvia, Hungary, 3 finals and a presentation. We have finals in Latvia, Hungary and Spain. And the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia are presenting their song on the 22nd too. The next day on the 23rd, the voting in France is finished. However, we don't get the results for another 2 weeks. Oh, they care, don't they? Also on the 23rd, we have the first semi-final in Belgium. as well as the next show in Buoksene. Then we've got Lithuania next show. And then on the 27th... Now, I'm getting ahead of myself here, aren't I? Yes, I am, slightly. On the 27th of February, we have the wild card final for Germany, which is interesting, and the song presentation in Israel. And then, of course, on that last Friday of the month, on the 28th, we have the Eurosong final in Ireland. The latter of those three last ones we will talk about next week, because I'll do another podcast probably next Monday or next Tuesday. Right. Do you know what? I think that's everything. Right. So everyone can go back to watching curling or snowboarding or, you know, ice thingying. And I'll get back to the Eurovision bunker. Right. I'm going to leave you with a song from Belgium from 1990. This is Philippe Lafontaine with Macedonienne. And next week, if you thought this week was jam-packed, next week's going to be even more jam-packed with so many finals. Too much. Oh, brain freeze. Right, as I said, I think we've got a quarter of our songs now in it kind of down. So the next three quarters are literally going to happen in the next month. A month today is the deadline. Ooh. Right. I better get back down to the bunker and get squirreling away on more Eurovision stuff. If you like the podcast, you can leave a comment for me at devogelsvanholland.blogspot.com, or you can find me on Facebook.com/DVVHolland, or tweet me at DVVHolland. I'm talking about the Winter Olympics. I spotted Reinus Kuipers on the telly. Yeah, I've got a picture of him. If you go to my Twitter, I found a picture of him. There you go. That's enough putting Eurovision into everything. Right, I will see you next week. And between now and then, happy Eurovision!
Quand elle pleure, c'est toute l'Adriatique qui se déchaîne dans ses yeux. Elle dort, c'est pas très loin d'Ocri. Elle fait des rêves au bord du beau lac tout bleu. Je la revois, petite fille aux pieds nus, de la pluie dans ses cheveux. Dans sa maison, sous l'enterre battue, elle a laissé les illusions de tous ses jeux. Qu'elle veut rien qu'à elle, à le charme des mains. Cœur aride et qui fait femme de tout feu. Un cri de cigane caché dans ses murmures. Elle vit l'amour sans désaveu. Quand elle se bat du haut de ses blessures, elle fait semblant de tout, elle fait la Nicole.